For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley. Governor Jay Nixon is ordering the Missouri National Guard to begin withdrawing from Ferguson. Nixon announced what he called a systemic withdrawal of Guard officers today. He says they've effectively protected the city while other agencies work to restore the trust between law enforcement and residents. Since the Guard's arrival Monday, flare-ups in the small section of the town that had been the center of nightly unrest have begun to subside. Authorities have arrested at least 163 people in the protest area since demonstrations began after the August 9th shooting of Michael Brown. The University of Missouri School of Medicine received a substantial gift to aid its fight against cancer. KBIA's Grant Sunison has more.
Alumnus Mark McAndrew is donating $2.4 million to the oncology program at University Hospital. The money will help establish the Francis T. McAndrew Endowed Chair in Oncology, named after Mark McAndrew's late aunt, who was a patient at Ellis Fischel. The search to hire someone to fill that chair will begin soon. Vice Chancellor of MU's Health Sciences Center, Hal Williamson, is optimistic the donation can help make Ellis Fischel one of the top cancer centers in the country.
I would say right now we're a very good cancer center, and my aspiration is for it to be great, and gifts like this is what make that happen.
With this donation, the University of Missouri has now received over $165 million in gifts and pledges this year, the most in the school's history.
The calls for St. Louis prosecutor Bob McCullough to step away from the Michael Brown case continue to grow louder. Rachel Lipman reports on the petition submitted to McCullough's office today.
McCullough's recusal is one of five demands issued by the newly formed Justice for Mike Brown Leadership Coalition. It's also the subject of a petition drive that drew 70,000 signatures. State Senator Jamila Nasheed delivered the petitions to McCullough's office in Clayton after being briefly denied access.
We know that Bob McCullough is not going to step aside. To do so is to say that he is biased and that he cannot be fair and impartial. And he's not going to say that, but we will. So at this time, the pressure would now be on the governor to remove Bob McCullough from this investigation.
Governor Jay Nixon said in a statement on Tuesday that he would not ask McCullough to step down. I'm Rachel Lipman.
Columbia Public Schools had its first day of classes this week. District officials say the first day went without any problems despite district-wide construction and renovations that took place over the summer. CPS was working on an estimated $48 million worth of projects. That estimate does not include construction of the new Battle Elementary, which is expected to be open for summer classes in 2015. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says there are still a few minor adjustments to be made throughout the first few weeks of classes.
We're working on fine-tuning the buzz-in systems that were just installed at the last three buildings that needed buzz-in systems.
Enrollment for Columbia Public Schools is up slightly compared to first day numbers from last year. Baumstark says the district has grown by an average of 200 students per year over the last decade. For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley.